We invite you to close your eyes and soften your breathing and feel the energy of love moving in and out of that beautiful heart of yours. Allow your body to completely relax all the way from your head to your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your chest, your abdomen, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And we invite you to feel or sense the connection you have with our beautiful planet, Mother Earth, Gaia. Mother Earth, Gaia, is a very sweet and nurturing energy that is being made available to you in this time. And you are invited to relax into the peace that is here, this refuge of peace that Gaia has for you. And to relax into the arms of Spirit, who knows you so well, who knows exactly what you are going through. And Kryon is here as well. Kryon knows exactly who is listening. Kryon knows exactly what we are going through. And so let us invite Kryon to come forward and give us a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I often start these channels by quoting some of the questions that we get. It's almost like a crying out at night. And I'm hearing this. Why is it that I just don't seem to fit in anymore? And when I look around, it's almost like somebody got a script that I didn't get. That's separation, dear ones. It's more than that. That crying out is all part of what I told you and channeled about last week. We are looking at something amazing here regarding the new energy of 2026 that is beginning now. Now, I mentioned last week, it's not like a ball drop where everything starts to change just because New Year's is here. Instead, it is an acknowledgement that a new year brings a brand new energy that has not been here for many years, many years. This shift of yours, a 36-year window of difficulty. And as I said last week, you have a time when you kind of eased into the difficulty, and now you're starting to ease out. But truly, what does that mean now? Is the energy simply getting a little better? Or is there something else going on? And there is indeed. And that something else going on is something that is, I would say, very, very different and unexpected from anything you've ever felt. If you're a light worker, if you're an old soul and you are listening to this, you're probably in that category of feeling that you didn't get the script because something else is happening. Because lightworkers and old souls feel dimensional shift. And the reason why is because they are tuned into a higher consciousness. Now, we have spoken of this before, and I want you to really, truly listen to this. Consciousness in general is energy. That has been proven by your scientists. So if consciousness is energy, and suddenly I am telling you, your consciousness is vibrating higher, and that this year that you're starting right now is also shifting in dimensionality. Do you see some of the things you might be feeling right now? Now, there are many, I would say, feelings about what's going on. Some are saying, I don't fit in. Everybody's got a script but me. Others are saying, I don't know why this is happening because it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it should be. It's not a return to better times like I thought. Everyone has their own idea of this particular year and the shift that is occurring. And I want you to pay attention. There's going to be opportunities this year for you. There's going to be intuitions this year for you. There's going to be all manner of things that may make very big differences for you. And those differences that I'm talking about are a dimensional shift. Now, Cryan, what does dimensional shift actually mean? Let me start telling you what that is and what you should be aware of. Most people are not aware of dimensionality. It's something that does not even compute in that which is your reality. So if you look at the dimensions you are in, you could probably count them, and you have. You have height and depth and width and time. Those are the four. Time only came along lately with Einstein. So those are the four dimensions that you live in that you can count. Now suddenly, many lightworkers are saying and feeling, I feel we're moving into number five, or six or seven even. Now, this is accurate in that you are feeling this, definitely. But again, it's difficult to number them. Numbering them actually may get you in trouble because you will then refer back to five and what is seven and how does it work with six, when that's not true. I want you to feel and understand you're working right now into a dimensional shift that is different. It's not necessarily five or six or seven. It's different. What does it mean? It means that your reality, that which you touch and feel and say, this is a good thing. I realize I'm in a reality that I understand and love and all of that. And suddenly it changes. And that makes almost everyone nervous to have the things that were real to you start moving around. And that's what it looks like. Now, what are those things that are real to you? I'm not talking about seeing apparitions or any of these things. I'm talking about the way things work. You've been on this planet for a very long time, dear ones. You know how things work. So when those things start to move and work differently, that then starts to be upsetting to many. We have spoken of this even many years ago as the beginning of the new normal. And it is. So what I could tell to you about this idea that you're not fitting in anymore is that's exactly right. Or the fact that everybody has a script but you. That's what it seems like. But that's not exactly so. That script that you're talking about is a beautiful new divine purpose that is starting to show up in the form of something I'm going to talk about called super consciousness. Oh my. Take a moment. Breathe. If dimensionality is part of physics, and consciousness is also part of physics, that means that consciousness of yours, as it moves into another dimension, is going to change. When it does, all that you are, including what you felt as your divine purpose, is going to start moving. Now, you haven't had this before. And there is an idea that because you haven't, you're not on the right track, or you're not with it. What if that was not so at all? What if you are with it, but you don't recognize it? You don't recognize it because this has never happened. It has never happened. You have never moved into another dimension on this planet in human history. You have that? No wonder it feels strange. Very strange. You have no template that is going to explain this, dear ones. No template at all. So, what is it that you need to learn from this? Or perhaps, what is it that you need to know to make it more relaxing? I'm going to give you these things. I'm also going to tell you how it is to move through this time. Another dimension is that which is a closer connection to spirit. We have told you that the veil is lifting, and it is. What a time to be on this planet. When this veil is starting to show you things that it never has before, that are beautiful and compassionate and kind. And with that lifting veil comes this new reality sailing in. And as it does, it disturbs a lot of those light workers because it's different. So the first thing I will tell you is you would benefit by the affirmations that we speak of, especially in 2026, right here where you are. You would benefit with an affirmation that says, "Dear Spirit, I know things are changing. I know that love is coming. Thank you for being there with me, and I feel it. Help me to get through this and understand it. Dear Spirit, help me to understand a super consciousness is coming that will then redefine compassion. Maybe even redefine love at the corest level. The love of spirit. The love of the angels around me. What if this was in progress? Well, I'm telling you it is. This planet is starting to come out of the doldrums. It's starting to come out of the darkness very slowly. 2025, a difficult time, is behind you. Watch for some solutions that have not occurred before, especially during 24 and 25. Some of you have written in and say, "I feel stuck." Now, this was in the old energy, and this is the feeling that so many, because the old energy would not allow you to move forward into solutions for things that you have been able to solve before. It was frustrating. Look forward to those solutions starting to be released. And in the process, you realize that that script that you don't think that you had and everybody else has, that's you figuring out who you are in this beautiful new energy. And no one has this script, dear ones. It just seems like it because you're not in the old energy and you're moving into another energy where nothing makes sense. I wish I could tell you more about super consciousness. Super consciousness is something we will define and go for in small chunks, you might say, so you can understand what this actually means to the planet. I'll give you a hint. It's master energy coming here very slowly that deposits itself on this planet so that you can pick it up and so that you can work with it. That's what's going on here. How do you like it so far? This is what I wanted to tell you. There's more here, a lot more. Thank you, dear ones, for loving spirit, for being okay with feeling odd at the moment. Watch for these things. And so it is.